What's up, Struggles? It's your boy, Luke P. Sanders, and I am back with a brand new episode from Season 6, Narratophilia. Okay? I'm going to make sure I said that right, because I had to spell this out phonetically, okay? Narratophilia, okay? So just think about a narrow, and then a toe, like your toe and your foot, then Philly, like the city, Philadelphia, and then yeah, like yeah. Like Ariana Grande, yeah. So narratophilia. So narratophilia is a sexual fetish which words and stories are sexually arousing, usually by the telling of dirty and obscene words or stories to a partner. For some people, writings or words that are not outright obscene can have the same arousal effect. So for me, I do like narratophilia. But it's not about like, because it said, yeah, it's not about the dirty or obscene words. It's just the stories, because it says, or stories to a partner. And it's not, I've never had a partner or a life partner. I had a sexual partner, but... yeah, it's just about the stories that turn me on. So, yeah, I'm definitely into narratophilia. I love exchanging stories with guys. You know, it's never guys that are like, I know. No, it's usually guys like that's online. So, like, Snapchat or whatever. So, they don't, like, I don't, you know, FaceTime or video chat with them. So, they don't know me. You know, and I don't share my name or anything like that. So we don't know each other in that regard. So it's not that personal, but it's personal enough to where, you know, we talk every now and then and we share stories and, you know, things like that. So yeah, I share stories and it's a turn on for me. It really is. You would think that sharing stories on here would turn me on, but it doesn't. I don't know. It is fun. It is entertaining for me to relive some of these stories. Things like that, but it's not a turn on. I don't know why, but yeah, sharing stories with guys, because I guess I'm hearing somebody else saying, oh yeah, that was hot, or I wish I could do that, or they'll say, you know, like I'll say, okay, yeah, I've came this many times a day, they'll say, okay, yeah, I've came that many times, I'm like, oh dang, you know what I mean, so we'll swap stories, and we'll trade stories, and things like that, so I think it's that part as well, and then I wish I could share sexual, or at least self-masturbation story. Oh lord, I wish I could share sexual, or at least self-masturbation story. Jesus. Okay, we're going to get this right. No editing, right? Okay. Wish I could share sexual or at least self-masturbation stories with male friends. And I mean like friends as far as people I know like in my real life. You know, I don't see nobody now. As far as like, I don't have any friends in my life as of now as I'm recording this. Male friends that I talk to. I have in the past, but you know, they faded away like they usually do. But that's another story for another time. But you know, it would be cool. Now, I have in the past, but that went left. Child, I talked about that before on another podcast. So, I don't know if it's because they were straight. You know, I wasn't out to myself at that point. So, I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But I know it was in the guys. But I wasn't out. You know, I hadn't accepted it. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know if I was gay or bi or, you know, I was still, you know, figuring things out. So, yeah, I do wish that I had guys. But I don't know if that would be good. I'm not somebody who has to sleep with his friends or anything like that. But I might see them in a different light if I knew, you know, their sexual stories. You know, my mind might ponder. So it might be good that I don't share a story. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. That I'll share because I've never done this. So I don't know. I'll be open to it, but I'm like, ugh. You know, I'm not going to pounce on nobody and try to do nothing if they don't want to do it. You know, I am consensual and I'm not into people who are not into me. Once you say you're not into me or if you're married, I'm like, yeah, I started the process of, you know, not liking you and not seeing you in that way. So I'm pretty good at that. Yeah, pretty good at that. So, yeah, I created this show to relate to other guys about masturbation and sexual experiences. To create a safe space and to encourage other guys to share their sexual stories and not make them feel guilty for creating new sexual experiences. Because masturbation is so taboo and it's so, you know, nasty and like, oh yeah, of course. Especially like you would see it on shows, like they were like, oh, where'd Jimmy go? He's been in this room for a long time and Jimmy's a teenager now. So I'm like, oh, I better know what he's doing. You know what I mean? So it's always like a negative thing or, you know what I mean? So I don't think I want to... If I had a son, I don't think I would discourage him to not masturbate, but I would just, of course, encourage him to be private about it and not be ashamed about it. And, you know, there's a certain place and time for everything. And if you do share certain stories with your friends, make sure it's, you know, it's a certain place and time and that you can trust them and things like that. I think I wouldn't be like, yeah, I'm pro masturbation, but I definitely wouldn't be like, no, don't do it. No, you gotta sneak around and do it, make them feel ashamed, you know. I do think you're supposed to explore your body. Why we become, you know, sexually curious and we do become aroused and things do change, you know, have, you know, puberty. Why that happens when we're teenagers, I don't know. I don't know why it doesn't happen to when we're 18. I don't know. But that's how we were created. So who am I to say, oh, don't explore your sexuality at all until you're 18? I'm not gonna do or say that. Yeah, just make sure they know it's the time and the place and, you know, things like that, you know. And it's okay to explore your body and to feel how you feel because it's human nature. It's natural. So it's not like you're doing something that's unnatural or something that's, you know, crazy or, oh, nobody's doing it there. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But that's my take. Some people, you know, I don't even think nobody's even ever said that. I've never heard anybody say that publicly, like, oh, I will, or oh, I've told my son, or, you know what I mean? So, even my daughter, I don't feel like, and I don't tread lightly because I know people are like, oh, he's talking about women's sexuality. But no, I don't even think I would shame my daughter about her exploring her body or being curious or things like that. Like, I would make sure they knew the do's and the don'ts. But, yeah, I guess I'm just, and I'm coming from a different generation, too. So, yeah. But, yeah, that has been, you know, an episode about nerds. I don't remember. I remember seeing this somewhere, and I was like, "Oh," and I saw the definition for it too. And I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, nerdophilia. That's me. I have that, or I'm a. Is it? So how do I say it? Do I say not the word, but how do I have that? I'm a part of that. I like that. I guess I like that nerdophilia. So yeah, nerdophilia. And I'm saying it now like I'm a pro at it. Before this episode, I literally had to go and look up how it's pronounced. And then I spelled it out phonetically. But yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm going to make sure I know how to say that. Okay? And I know people looking at this title, I'm like, what the hell is Luke about nerdophilia? I don't know how to say that word. I had never even heard of that word ever in my life. So I was like, okay, this is cool. This be, you know, it'll be a cool topic to talk about because I ain't never heard anybody talk about no nerdophilia. Now I don't know how to say it. Now I gotta look at my notes. Nerdophilia. There we go. I was doing real good this whole episode until we get into the end. But yeah. But anyway, I've been enjoying recording this podcast and recording this season. You know, it's definitely an outlet for me, and it's definitely, you know, so if you go back to episode one of the season of season six, you'll probably hear me be like, oh, you know, I always start out a little shy. Because I don't talk about sex, like, verbally, ever. You know what I mean? It's very rare for me. So when I'm doing it by myself. I'm not doing this with somebody else. So, yeah, hearing myself talk, and especially about, because I've learned how to hear myself talk. Because I talk, you know, when I'm doing a podcast, I talk to like I'm talking to somebody. You know what I mean? So that's kind of weird. It sounds like I kind of feel like I'm crazy. You know what I mean? Because I'm talking to myself, it seems like, but I'm really talking to you, the listener. So yeah, try to wrap your head around that. But you know, I've been podcasting, oh my god, for 6 years now. Oh wow, that's crazy. But yeah, I've been podcasting for 6 years now, so I have to talk like I'm talking to somebody even though nobody's there. So yeah, try not to go crazy or try to think you're crazy doing that. So yeah, it's I don't even want to think about it because now I'm like, okay, then I'm going to be in my head like, oh, did I just laugh at myself? You know, but it is weird because it's like you're having a conversation with somebody who's not there. So it is definitely different. But make sure you tune in next Friday, every Friday, to Struggle Secrets every Friday at 12 11 Central. Make sure you follow Struggle Secrets at Struggle Secrets on all social media platforms and stay safe and stroke often.